Welcome everybody, Shir number 860, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're still in Simen Reish Ches. We just went off a little bit on a tangent for about the last four shiurim. Again, because things come up as they come up, we try and discuss them when they're hot on the grill, because otherwise we forget and so on. So, and especially a lot of things come up in Hilchos Brachos, various different type of situations. Sometimes we talk to others, find out different things, different sperm. We try and discuss it right away, even though we are not in the subject per se. So another two more interesting points that were brought to my attention, Hashem Rabbah Hirschfeld Shlita in Cleveland, where he mentioned, he gave the Pesach Halacha, whatever the case was, but he says like this, in reference to somebody leaves, they have a backyard, right? So there's, we discussed these two issues in Shinoi Makom, the Halacha of Shinoi Makom. We discussed if somebody goes and there's a backyard and they have an open backyard, there's no fence at all. So now you're running into a problem of Shinoi Makom, meaning when I leave the house, no backyard, it's like as though I'm in the street. I'm not, no backyard, no fence. In other words, I go in the backyard or whatever, or in the side, the alley, whatever, there's no fence, nothing's fenced off. I just go leave the house, I go out, so now I need a new bracha. There will be halachas of Shinoi Makom. Now what about in a case in time, which many people have, which comes up, which we discussed a little bit about, the backyard is fenced off, right? I have a fence. People can't come into my backyard. It's private, right? I go outside and there's a fence all around, fenced off. So do I say it's part, there's two ways of looking at it. Do I say it's part of my house? It's like a room. It's fenced off. Good. There's no roof, but it's fenced off, right? Making it a part of my house. So thereby, if it's part of my house, so what's the problem? There would be no Shinoi Makom. I would not need another bracha. Or do we say no? It's outside of your house. Who cares? That's not part of your house. So there's a fence around. That's not part of your house. So be it as it may. So I just want to mention, it is machlokes in the Poskim, but Rav Baruch Hirschfeld did mention that if somebody did go out and it's fenced off, they go into the backyard and it's fenced off, so then no new bracha would be needed, and even more so, I would just add, if they could see the place where they were eating. In other words, what's the case? I'm drinking my coffee, right? And now I'm drinking my coffee, and not where I decided to go out, but I'm drinking my coffee. Now I decided, as I'm drinking my coffee in my house, I changed my mind, whatever, I decided to go outside. I have a backyard, it's fenced off, right? So I go outside, I would not need a new bracha. Preferably not to do that, because of the fact that it is a machlokes, but if somebody did, they would not need a new bracha, and especially, like I said, if somebody could see the place in the house, in other words, I could see from the backyard, it's fenced off a backyard, but even from there, I could see the place where I was drinking, where I made the original bracha in my house, right? There's a window, whatever, and I could see the place, so then that's even easier, that one definitely should not make a bracha if that was the case. Okay, so, but again, clear, we want to make it, if possible, one should be careful not to do that, but if they did go, because of the machlokes, but if they did go out, it's fenced off, the backyard, do they need a new shahakal on their coffee? The answer is no. Whether it is a coffee sitting on the table they came back in, or they're holding the coffee in their cup, right? So the answer in that case, fenced off backyard, would be no. Another interesting thing brought down from Rav Hirschfeld, that there are those who want to say, if somebody just left the house for mamish like a minute, for a second, what's the case? I've heard this in the past, other poskim talking about it. A child is coming on a bus, right? 3 o'clock, a lot of the little kinderloch, 3 o'clock, the kindergarten or whatever is there. The bus comes, pulls up in front of the house, and the mother or whatever it is drinking a coffee, and the coffee's on the table. The bus starts beeping. So what the person has to do? They have to run out, take the child off the bus. It takes not even 20 seconds. Or there's a UPS package, they're ringing the door, whatever, person goes outside, leaving the house. We're talking about going outside of the house. Quickly they take the package, come back in. It took not even 3 seconds, but the bottom line is that they left the house. They went outside. So the question is, do I need it when you leave the house in general, right? You leave the house, you come back, you need a new bracha. But is there like a time limit? Like I just mamish went to take my child off the bus. I ran out for a second, not even to grab a package. So there are some poskim who want to say, but the eved, If it was done, not to make a new bracha, but it, I have to say it is mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that even for you run outside for a second, you need a new bracha. And Rabbi Hirschfeld mentioned also that Lamaisa, that's how he holds, that even one person goes outside, even for 1 second, they want to take out the garbage, let's say, right? So I take out the garbage, how long does it take? 2 seconds, right? I run outside, quick, I throw in the garbage, it takes 2-3 seconds, I run right back in. So doing that is running into it, but whereby you would need a new bracha. So said Rabbi Hirschfeld, the Mishnah Berurah, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma also like that. Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a time frame, and Lamaisa, it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that if you just ran out for a second also, once you left the house, it's a cutoff and you need a new bracha. Again, there are others that argue, but it should definitely not be done if one is drinking, eating, or whatever, and if they go out, whatever the case is. So, you know, we mentioned last time, let's say they take a run out to grab their child off the bus, so let's say they run out to get the package, in the case of the garbage, so wait till you finish your coffee. Well, what's the big deal? But in case sometimes a child, the bus, or whatever, so when they come back, they should make a shahakal, possibly even on something else, but even if they made the shahakal on the same cup of coffee, definitely would be good. But if you want to cover 100%, all paiskim to make a shahakal on something else, but definitely to make a shahakal, either it's on something else, preferably, or worst case scenario, he mentioned the on the same cup of coffee also. But as much as possible, one should be careful. The other option is, I don't know how much time you have, but to make, if somebody knows they drank the right amount in the right amount of time, to make a burn of fushes, but that's not always the case. If you got to run out right away, you're not going to have time. But when you come back in, you make a shahakal on something else to cover all grounds. Okay, so I just wanted to go through those two pointies, even though they are, they do have to do with Shinui Makom, but these are cases which come up constantly, and the people I know, people are constantly sending in various different questions in reference to Shinui Makom, and it gets complicated. There's various different shitas. It does get complicated. So one has to be aware of the halachas of Shinui Makom, which we did do in the past, but we, as we go down the line, we're definitely trying to chazer over these all important, categories of Shinui Makom. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Kol Tov.